SVI Media and the Town of Thane Council Chambers, well, at least the Mayor's Office today. Mayor Devin Simpson visiting with us now. Mayor, welcome to SVI. Let's talk about the coming year, all right? First of all, what do you have planned for 2024?
Well, first off, thank you, Senator. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, 2024 is going to be an exciting year for us. We've got a lot of things on the table and a lot of questions to answer, too, as we go forward. One of the big questions we have is we have a subdivision, a rather large subdivision that's is still on the table. They're in the process of trying to iron out the details of what needs to be specific to meet our standards of our town. We anticipate that maybe not construction this year, but maybe getting that finalized this year. And that's really significant to the town of Thane because that's 113 acres and it has the potential to bring in a lot of new homes.
People don't realize how complicated that can be, though. You have a lot to iron out in preparation and make sure you get it right the first time, right?
Yeah, luckily I've done it once before, but it is more of a process than I would have ever imagined before I took office. But yeah, there's a lot of paperwork. Like their first report was 800 pages long, and it's a lot to read through and not to handle. So
is that some of your late night reading?
Thankfully, we have great engineer Robert Hoods, our engineer with Sunrise Engineering, and he helps me out tremendously because he understands that where I don't, and so we lean on him a lot.
Again, how many homes would you see to place like this, and where is it in relation to the existing township?
So it's the property's actually already in the town, and it's just right behind that Family Dollar, just a little bit to the mm-hmm. north there. And there's a potential right now, and that's kind of some of the sticking points between us and the potential developer is the size of the lots and the placement of the lots, but it has the potential to bring over 200 homes into the town of Thane. So very significant to the town of Thane.
Part of your studies would include water, sewer, all that goes with it, right?
Yeah, and that's the big thing that we want to make sure is we don't put the burden back on the current residents of the town. They've lived here a long time. They don't need to subsidize these new developments. And so that's part of some of the agreements that we have to go through is to make sure, one, our system can handle that type of growth. And if it can't handle that type of growth, what do the developers need to do to make sure that we can handle that growth?
Even the schools have to track this type of growth for you too, because that changes Thane Elementary to some extent.
Yeah, it changes elementaries in both Lower Valley Thane and Aetna, because if you're talking 200 plus potential families, and if you just start doing some simple math of four people per household, that's 800 potential residents to the town of Thane, and you would assume a good majority of them would be youth that would go to our schools here.
Visiting with Thane Mayor Devin Simpson. Mayor, what else do you have on the agenda for 2024?
So some of our bigger projects that we are doing as a town is, one, along Main Street, we have the canal that runs along there right across mm-hmm. the beautiful front area in front of Silver Star. We as a council looked at that and recognized that there's a little bit of safety hazard there with that canal right there and nothing really there. So we intend to build a retaining wall, which will stabilize the structure right there, and I'm going to put a retaining wall the entire length. We're going to put a fence across there so you can still see the beautiful structures that are behind there, but it'll add a lot of safety measure there. And part of that, on the very south end of the canal, right next to Heap Drive, which is straight across from Maverick, we have some artwork coming in. It's a big star with a red heart in the middle of it. It's going to be about 7 feet tall by 7 feet wide. So we're going to make an art display there. And then one more thing we're adding to that project is we want to put up a digital advertising sign on the south side of Heap Drive, which will allow the town to advertise various things that are going on in the town and try to keep the town more up to date.
Your
on things
and events and so forth, right?
Yeah, and notices that we have, activities, events, notices. We just want to make sure the public's well informed of what we do here in the town, and that's one of the avenues we thought would be a great opportunity for
People
us.
People may not realize how involved you are in the youth athletic programs. Thane's kind of become a pivotal point for that over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have a tremendous rec program, and I 100% credit that to Councilman Joe Heward. He's the one that's taken that on and grown that tremendously. And that leads me right into our second project that we've got going on, is we have our big football field / soccer field. Depends on who you ask, if it's a football field or soccer field, right? Mm-hmm. But we have that, and we've spent a lot of money and effort this last year into. We had the old football lights from the high school, and the high school was just going to throw them away, so they allowed us to repurpose them. And we were able to put those up this last year. And then also through Lincoln County Rec Board, They helped us get a big scoreboard. And so the, through the efforts of Joe Heward, who was tremendous and put countless hours in there, we have our scoreboard up, we have lights on, and now this year our big project is we want to get an irrigation system on that field. Right now it's the old 3-inch hand line that's got to be replaced, removed every 12 hours. And my kids no longer want to do that. They get assigned to do that on the weekends. It's been great, but we just want to make sure we have a field that's safe and just beautiful looking for our rec program, which is just huge here in the town of Thane.
Very good. Does that do it? You got a lot going then going into 2024?
Yeah, the only other thing is not really more just the town, but just as the town is growing, we noticed that, and we know that Dr. Mark Johnson with Riverside Dental is going to build his new dental facility on the south side of town across from Napa, and he intends to do that this year, and so that'll add some commercial growth to the town, which was always we're always looking to grow our commercials.
And a sense of professionalism with a nice office.
I've seen some rough plans. It's about to come to before my desk, but yeah, it's going to be beautiful. He's going to do a really nice job. And so we're excited for the growth on that side of town.
Thane, Wyoming, Mayor Devin Simpson with SVI.